Tonight on Life on the Rock, we have Dr. Pat Castle, part one. He'll give a reflection and much more. Welcome to Life on the Rock. Tonight our guest is Dr. Pat Castle. He's the founder and president of Life Runners. His organization seeks to promote and to witness to the value and dignity of human life. He's going to tell us about that on tonight's show, and we're going to do two shows with him. He's got so much to share with us.
And Dr. Pat Castle, he's a wealth of knowledge, and it's also interesting to hear about some of the upcoming events with the Life Runners. So this is a show you will not want to miss. We're now going to a reflection with Pat Castle.
The Life Runners creed is built around a quote from Mother Teresa, where she said, "Abortion is the greatest threat to world peace." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We believe in the dignity of all human life, from conception to natural death. We run as a prayer to defend children in the womb so they may be born and united with our Christian community. We run to build endurance, for the race is long and we must keep our eyes fixed on you, Lord. We run for awareness, so our culture will view all human life as a reflection of your glory, Lord. We run for charity, to provide support for mothers and fathers tempted to abort their child, and healing support for post-abortion women, men, and families. We run to end abortion, for Christ died so all may live. Guard us all, born and unborn, with your peace, Lord. For in you, life is victorious. We pray and run in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. Saint Padre Pio, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In those words, may you be encouraged. There was five words that spelled out the word peace, prayer, endurance, awareness, charity, to end abortion, the crown jewel of Satan, that we will pour Christ's true love, Christ's true compassion, to help bring mercy to a world, to end abortion.
Well, Dr. Pat Castle, welcome to Life on the Rock.
You bet.
You're the president and founder of Life Runners, and we've interviewed you over the years at the Walk for Life in San Francisco and on the show here. And we want to talk about, let's just talk about the stats of abortion, maybe, just to get people's attention here. I think we get lulled into sleep.
Right.
Big part of this effort is to awaken the sleeping giant, the consciences. I was shocked at the percentage of abortions that are through chemical abortions.
Yes.
What is that number?
And as we lead up to that number, we know that 1 in 5 pregnancies in our country end with abortion.
Right.
And what is abortion? Abortion is a child's life is ended by starvation. That's the mifepristone. Mm-hmm. Or ended by lethal injection for late-term abortions with a lethal injection to the heart, or by dismemberment through a suction abortion.
And, technically, are there states that allow for like post-birth abortion?
Well, you remember Governor Northam alluded to that in an interview. The former Virginia governor alluded to such a thing.
Yeah.
And so the verbiage, it does give this sense of yes, that even infanticide is,
or
being
partially
considered.
Delivered children, right? I think that was allowed in some places. But anyway, so
here we are, and that's the rail. So by the numbers, that what I just described, that horrific death of a child in the womb, 1 in 5 pregnancies end that way. Let's say it different. 1 in 5 people, 1 in 5 really should be citizens, of our country, our citizens, from my perspective, die by one of those three ways.
Right.
And so what do those numbers add up to? Well, one in four women in our country have been duped into thinking that's a solution to something. It's not a solution to anything. It's the worst problem imaginable.
Right.
It's the crown jewel of Satan.
Right.
And so we then look at, well, what do those numbers add up to? Well, the current pace that we're at is about 930,000 abortions per year. Let's put it in perspective. All combat casualties in the history of our country, 650,000.
Right.
So imagine that there's more loss of life in the womb by choice. The first duty of government is to protect the people. So we're failing to protect these innocent citizens, more in 1 year to abortion than all combat casualties. Remember, combat casualties, these are people that gave their life defending life, protecting life.
Right.
So the numbers are something. And then to finish with your, what's the percents with chemical abortion?
Yeah.
Right now in our country, about 60% of abortions are done by way of chemical abortion.
Mm-hmm.
What's the effect of a chemical abortion? Starvation.
Yeah.
So the chemical abortion causes that unborn baby to dislodge. They were implanted in their mother's uterus to receive food. That hardening of the uterus from that mifepristone, that progesterone blocker, causes the uterine wall to harden. And then the little baby comes away from their mother's feeding. And that little baby then starves to death.
Yeah.
That's how the chemical abortion works.
So that 930,000 include the chemically induced?
It does. Yeah. So 60% of those are the abortion pill.
And I've read in previous years too, it's the leading cause of death globally.
It is. Let's run those numbers. Well, here we go.
Yeah.
So let's just use our country, the numbers in our country. If you were to Google right now, leading cause of death in America, you're going to get a lie, first of all. I mean, we know that if abortion's the crown jewel of Satan, which it is, the most, you know, horrific thing imaginable that we just described, then guess what? That lie has also made its way to culture and Google. Because when you Google, this is what it's going to say. It's going to say something, so viewers right now might be doing it on their phone while they're watching our show. It's going to say something like about 600,000 Americans die every year to heart disease, number one.
Yeah.
Then it's going to say number two, about 530,000 Americans die per year to cancer.
Yeah.
But guess what it's not going to say? It's not going to say that 930,000 Americans die every year to abortion.
So you're trying to remedy this. The church is trying to remedy it. It's at the heart of the gospel. We are, it's a gospel
life.
Of life. God gives life. We
life
have communion
death.
With them. Yeah, we always have that choice before us.
Yes.
You choose life or death. And your charism of the Life Runners, how would you state that?
Well, I'll first put everyone at ease that's listening to our conversation. The best news of the Life Runners apostolate, running is optional. So anyone that's willing to put on a shirt that says, remember the unborn, with a scripture reference, Jeremiah 1:5, when God said to young Jeremiah, I knew you even before you were in your mother's womb, and is willing to wear a shirt that on the front has the Trinity, the cross for Christ, the Holy Spirit power for us to have the courage to put this shirt on and walk out in the world. And then Jeremiah 1:5, God the Father speaking. So the Trinity is represented on our chest. To pick up your 4-ounce t-shirt cross, if you will, and follow Christ, and to evangelize the good news, the gospel of life. Anyone that's willing to do that and put that on, does it matter?
Yeah.
And it does.
Right.
78% of post-abortion women said if they had one encouraging person to choose life, or an encouraging sign or method to choose life, then they would have not aborted their child. So Life Runners, that charism is to encourage people to choose life, to choose God.
Right. So we're timing this show to promote a big event of Life Runners. Describe that big event coming up.
Yes. So the big event is Life Runners. This is our 12th annual. We host an event called the Across America Relay. And the Across America Relay is over 5,000 miles from coast to coast, border to border, making across America, across over America.
So you're going vertically.
Oh, yeah. You can see it.
See it on the map. Yeah.
And if you're looking where the stars are, it kicks off in September the 7th in San Francisco, in front of the San Francisco Planned Parenthood, and the first leg goes to Union Square for a public witness, carrying a big banner. You've seen that banner, Father, at the March for Life and the Walk for Life, the big blue, the unborn banner. Right. As the world's working to dismember the unborn, the church, the Life Runners Apostolate, we, the body of Christ, are working to remember the unborn. And then over in New York, it kicks off in Times Square. It starts at Margaret Sanger, formerly known as Margaret Sanger. They took that name off because they realized her agenda. But the Planned Parenthood in Manhattan, the first leg goes from there to Times Square. And that's on September 7th. And then the South leg kicks off at the Student Union at the University of Texas in Austin. And I'm guessing everyone can realize why that's an important place to kick off, because about 40% of abortions happen in that demographic, that age group. So we're going to witness on a huge college campus for the kickoff. And then the last leg kicks off in front of the cathedral in Fargo. After it moves from, it goes from there to the Moorhead, Minnesota Planned Parenthood. That's the first leg of the North Arm. All in September for kickoffs, and then ending on October 19th in Overland Park at Roe Park. No association to the Roe v. Wade, but coincidence, I think not, that it ends in Roe Park with the Benedictine College cross-country team and anyone else that wants to join them for the final legs of the Across America Relay.
And I like that you go to the hot spot areas.
The hot spots.
Manhattan, San Francisco.
The hot spots.
I mean, Austin's a liberal town, right?
You got it. So, and so that's intentional, Father.
And so the dates then are?
So it's a staggered start. So the dates are September 7th for New York and San Francisco. We've got September 14th for North Dakota. Why? People are like, well, why is it staggered? Because the length of the arms are different to reach Overland Park. And then the date for Austin is 11 September. So, and then goes till October 19th, 43 days. This is, by the numbers, the largest spanning pro-life event in the world. It's 43 days. It's over 5,000 miles. That adds up to about 1,500 5K segments that people can register to walk or run them. About half of those 5K legs and those miles are done on the course. But how exciting is this? You can also choose to do your 5K leg wearing your Remember the Unborn Witness in your own neighborhood. So half of those miles and legs are done geographically separated. For example,
One second. We gotta take a quick break.
We'll be
back to talk more about the
Across
race,
America
Across
Relay.
America Relay. Welcome back. We're talking about the Across America Relay, and you were saying the 5K segments, and if you can't make it to the actual place of the segment on the route, you can do it at home, right?
In your home. And the impact is incredible. So imagine, you know, half of these nearly over 5,000 miles, nearly 1,500 5K segments for 43 days. People are either near the course or traveling the course to do their 5K segment as scheduled on the course, or there's options when they register, they can register to do those segments in their neighborhood anytime between September 7th and October 19th. And the impact is the same. They're out in public as a pro-life billboard wearing that message, Remember the Unborn, encouraging people to choose life around their neighborhoods or, you know, at a park. And there's even an option on their Father Mark for people, because you can imagine there's some people that want to participate that just physically aren't able to walk or run a 5K. So for those folks, we have an option that for every hour they wear the jersey, that equals 1 mile. So for example, we had a lady in her 80s email us and say, hey, this was her idea. What if I wear my jersey? She was homebound. In my home, I measured the distance around my living room. If I do laps around my living room and I wear the jersey, I mean, this is could be someone listening right now. And they said, I have caregivers come and family come. And when they come, they're going to see the witness when the mailman comes, when the UPS person comes. And I'm going to share the witness. Could I sign up for a 5K leg? We're like, you bet. That's a public witness. That's an act of faith. And we know that every miracle is preceded by an act of faith. So wearing your witness, acting and stepping out and being that witness, that results in miracles of people seeing it and choosing life.
And you're trying to also, along the route itself, you're trying to get a continuous coverage, right?
You got it.
And that's pretty successful.
And that's been very successful. So for the last, so this is our 12th annual. And for the last 7 years, we filled every single leg of the relay around the world. So life runners in 47 nations signing up for legs. Life runners in 3,541 cities around the world signing up for legs. That adds up to 24,591 as of this morning, wearing a witness that says, remember the unborn, encouraging life.
So you have how many chapters across the world?
There's 313 chapters of Life Runners, and a chapter entails five local Life Runners that make a commitment to huddle up at least six times per year as a group for anything, a meal, a walk, a 5K walk run, go to church together, some public witness.
It could be go protest or prayer.
You got
clinic,
it.
Right?
In, the, in this, a lot of pro-life people, a lot of people of faith, they're already doing things coming together as the body of Christ. So all we ask is to form a chapter is that you organize asking your friend group, your family, your community, your Respect Life group, your school, and we provide free shirts for schools. Over 100 of the chapters are at schools K to college, mostly Catholic schools, some Christian schools, and there's also public schools that have chapters where the students, K to college, wear that shirt, remember the unborn, to school on the first Wednesday of every month. Right. That's the drumbeat of the Life Runners Apostolate.
And to help them, to motivate them, and to give them some content too about witness and sharing, you developed a devotional book, a daily devotions. Tell us a little bit about that.
So this devotional, those that have been Life Runners for a long time, you might remember that our apostolate began first with an encounter I had with St. Padre Pio, racing up Pikes Peak with the Pikes Peak Ascent in August of 2006. Then I formed a men's group where we studied the book Unbound by Neil Lozano. Right. And then after that, this group, we started sharing, I started writing a pro-life reflection on the daily mass readings. And we started inviting people to receive these reflections. That grew from our 12 to 300, to hundreds. And the Life Runners Apostolate was born when 12 people from that devotions group decided to go race the Chicago Marathon to raise money for ultrasound equipment. And that we had already mentioned in the first half of the show that the best news of the Life Runners Apostolate for some people is that running's optional. Well, in the beginning, it was a marathon team. It was a running team wearing the witness, Remember the Unborn. But now it's a pro-life messaging ministry to encourage people to choose life. And, but,
And one of the authors, that's the interesting thing too about it. You have all different authors,
correct,
right?
So over the years, what we started then doing is we started inviting guest authors. So for a couple years, myself and Dr. Rich Reich, we sent them out. Then we invited our Life Runners board to write. And then we just started reaching out to pro-life friends and invite, would you like to be a guest author for the devotions? Yeah. And so for 6 or 7 years, we'd put out a daily devotion. And then we started recycling them. We had over 3,000 devotions. So we started using the devotions and sending them out and recycling them. And finally, 2 years ago, we went to work putting them together, binding them. And Bernadette Costello, who's a full-time pro-life missionary with Life Runners, the first job of her, you know, full-time missionary activity is she read all 3,000 devotions, Father, and she picked what she thought were the most potent 366. So there's 108 guest authors in the devotional.
Wow. Some bishops.
Yeah, we've got two bishops that reviewed, our national chaplain, Bishop Thomas John Paprocki. He's been our national chaplain since 2011. And then a former board member, Bishop Joe Coffey with the Military Archdiocese, they reviewed it. We've got some, a handful of priests and deacons. Abby Johnson wrote a devotion in here. And then a lot of just, as Bishop Joe Coffey wrote, he says, I am one of the authors, along with moms and dads, athletes and walkers, clergy and laity, students and teachers, people from all walks of life who share a passion for defending the unborn. So Bernadette boiled it down to 1 minute devotions, great devotional, and thanks to EWTN for listing it on their catalog.
So we're going to do a second show with you. We're talking more about some of these issues and your reflections at the moment we're in, we find ourselves in.
Yes. But
thank you so much.
You bet,
for
Father. Us. God bless you.
Pat always has a lot to say. What struck you about the show?
Well, there's a lot. I think he's, again, just a wealth of knowledge with his experience in the Air Force and his medical career within the Air Force. But one of the things he just kind of, a line he said that I thought was just so spot on, because he said, you know, abortion's not a solution. It's not a solution for anything. And I think that, again, that's a message we have to hear, because a lot of times in the world today, it is propped up as the solution to a lot of the problems that, you know, young men or women face, those who are, you know, experiencing a difficulty of pregnancy for whatever circumstance. But you look maybe at the broader picture, the big picture, but you look at how much outreach there is, of how much people do want to help. And I think, you know, y'all talked about it, but a lot of times just a woman alone will feel like she's just alone. There's no maybe voice to reach out to her.
Like she doesn't have a choice.
She doesn't have a choice. But there really couldn't be something that's a lie that the world projects out there. But really, you know, you have the body of Christ out there that is really trying to seek after, you know, I think a healing. Because, you know, our world today does need that element of grace and healing. And just knowing that, you know, we still have a future. We still have a positive, we can bring a positive impact. You know, and it's one life at a time. You know, we reach one soul at a time. But I think, again, just kind of going back to those fundamentals, that it's not, abortion is not a solution. In fact, it's just going to multiply a lot of problems, maybe even the in the after effect.
There's all kinds of post-abortion effects. You know, many women will struggle with the trauma of it and depression, anxiety, and things. And it doesn't, and especially if they conceived in a very difficult circumstance, it doesn't change those circumstances, you know, and it doesn't fix that. And I think like 90% of the couples will break up, you know, once abortion enters the picture. And that's one thing I like to come back to. You know, we're in this political time right now, and a lot of words, and there's a lot of intensity around the abortion issue today in our country. And the words oftentimes, they seem like they're masking the real reality of this. And I feel like so much of America doesn't see that or somehow doesn't see the gory effects of it, that this is really a terrible, horrible
thing.
And
I think just how he describes it as starvation, a dismemberment, a lethal injection, those are all horrible images, but that's a reality.
And of what happens in an abortion. So he's out there trying to do witness. He's doing it in a very positive way, an encouraging way. Mm-hmm. And he gives a number of talks. He goes across the country giving talks and things. So he is just gung-ho all in. And it's fun to see the military background be used in this fight. So we'll send you into that vineyard with a blessing. May our Heavenly Father shine His face upon you. May He give you His peace. May He inspire you and strengthen you to raise you up to fight in the pro-life movement. May God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next week on Life on the Rock. You can't.